when he was shot. According to the preliminary investigation, two vehicles were involved in a road rage incident, and the victim was shot when someone opened fire from one of the cars. Police do not believe the victim was involved in the road rage. The trial of the suspect in a deadly school shooting will resume today in Harford County. 16-year-old Jalen Prince is being tried as an adult for the 2024 murder of 15-year-old Warren Grant at Joppatown High School. The September shooting allegedly stemmed from an argument about a girl, and it escalated when Prince pulled a gun from his backpack and shot Grant, who later died. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 weather forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. It's three in a row now for the Birds.
Carlson to right center field. That's up the alley, and that ball is gone! The former Cardinal Carlson with a three-run crush to right center. And the O's have opened it up. A little Redbird revenge for Dylan Carlson.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Carlson's three-run shot, the big blow. Charlie Morton and three relievers made it stand as the Birds down the Cardinals on Memorial Day 5-2. The final, Baltimore's first three-game winning streak of the year, comes in game number 53 of the year. Post-game with Tony Mancelino on the hot, Dylan Carlson.
This is former organization. That means a lot to him to kind of go out there in that game, play center field, get a couple big hits, kind of get us going the first time, and then the big home run.
Carlson, 5 for his last 12 over three games, a double, 2 homers, and 5 driven in. NCAA men's lacrosse, Maryland's bid for its third national championship under head coach John Tillman, denied by Cornell as the Big Red win their first since 1977. 13-10, the final. Tillman has brought the turf to the title game in 9 of 15 seasons as Maryland's head coach. Coming up in 30 minutes, there'll be no Caitlin Clark tomorrow night in Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
At 9:06, here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, cool, and dry to begin with temperatures in the mid-50s. But as we head through the afternoon, more clouds than sun with temperatures in the low 70s, and then a chance for showers this evening and tonight. Showers tonight with lows in the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 54 degrees in Westminster, 60 in Easton, and 55 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday to all of you. Look, I know your secret. I know some of you did not go to work this morning because I cruised right down 695. There was no traffic at all. If you were able to take the day off today, congratulations to you. Hopefully you're able to enjoy the day, because you know what? It's supposed to rain all day tomorrow, so please get out there and enjoy the day. If you didn't catch the show yesterday, of course, we were remembering our heroes on Memorial Day. Wishing everybody a peaceful and blessed Memorial Day. And if you ever missed a show, please go to WCBM.com. And the show is archived there. We're on all podcast platforms. So if you have Apple Podcasts, you can also check the show out there. And if you can, share it with some friends. You know, let them know that this is the best midday show in the Baltimore region. If anybody says anything different, have them call me personally and I will straighten them out. All right, we got a lot to talk about today, of course. And speaking of straightening people out, I want to start the show basically letting Congressman Glenn Ivey know that he does not have rights in El Salvador. The guy's a little confused. I couldn't believe it. Here's a guy. He's a congressman, has been in office for quite some time, but he doesn't know that he does not have rights in other countries. And this is very, very, look, for one, it's entertaining, okay? But number two, it's disappointing that you've got these members of Congress that are still bending over backwards for an illegal immigrant that we found out that was obviously a part of human trafficking. We saw that via video as Kilmer Abrego Garcia was driving from Texas to Maryland in his quote-unquote boss's car, got pulled over by the police. About seven or eight men in the car as well. None of them could speak English, by the way. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But when the officer asked for insurance, you know, a driver's license, you know, the basics, of course, Kilmer Abrego Garcia didn't have any of those items. And for some reason, he didn't get a suspended license tag like I did. He didn't get that. For some reason, they just let him go. They let him go along with all the other guys that were suspiciously in the vehicle that could not speak English and did not have identification themselves. Well, beyond all of that, Congressman Glenn Ivey did announce way back when, and this is right when Senator Chris Van Hollen, when he went to El Salvador to have margaritas with Kilmer Abrego Garcia. You see, he announced at that point in time that he was going to do a welfare check on Kilmer at that time because obviously Senator Chris Van Hollen, he came home empty-handed. You see, he said he was going down to El Salvador to retrieve the quote-unquote Maryland man and to bring him back here to Maryland. And, of course, that did not happen. And then after that, you had members of Congress that considered themselves progressives. They went down. It was four of them. They went down to El Salvador, and they said, you know what? We're not leaving here until we have Kilmer Abrego Garcia in hand, and he's coming with us. Well, they did leave. Empty-handed. El Salvador said no, he's a citizen of El Salvador. No, you're not taking him up there. Now, of course, you know, in all this time, you had the Trump administration putting out mounds of evidence of this guy being an awful guy. You know, he was an awful husband, possibly an awful father, possibly. I mean, look, we've heard lots of stories, possibly an MS-13 gang member. I'm one to believe that he truly, in fact, was at one time an MS-13 gang member. But you hear all these things, all these stories come out, including the human trafficking. And you still had Congressman Glenn Ivey. He still believed that he could go down to El Salvador and demand to see Kilmer. And that everything would be copacetic. He could just do it. Nobody would put up a fight. He, you know what? He's got all these rights in El Salvador, apparently, that I was not aware of. And so, of course, he gets down there. And, of course, this is Memorial Day weekend, okay? Now, of course, in El Salvador, they're not celebrating Memorial Day weekend. But at the same time, it's like, dude, who are you going to call back home if you got down there and you couldn't get in? Nobody was at work, Congressman. You know that. You know that. Well, anyways, the congressman got down there, and wouldn't you believe it, lo and behold, he was not able to have margaritas with Kilmer. Take a listen.
I'm the congressman that represents Kilmer. I came all the way down from the United States after we'd contacted their ambassador, after we'd made formal requests to our ambassador to the El Salvadoran government. And we came here to visit him today, and now they're telling us we got to go all the way back to San Salvador to get a permit. That's ridiculous. We ought to have a chance to come in and visit. They knew we were coming. They knew why we were coming. And they know we have the right to do this. So they need to just cut the crap. Let us get in there and have a chance to see him and talk with him. We got his lawyer here. We got somebody from the unions here to talk with him. Let us in. Stop playing games. Let us have a chance to talk with him.
Let us in. Stop playing games. That was a congressman from here in Maryland, in the 4th District, Glenn Ivey. He went to El Salvador and told them over at CCAT, right, this maximum security prison, stop playing games. He's one of the residents in my district. Repeat after me, Congressman. I don't have any rights in El Salvador, okay? And they don't know who you are, buddy. Now, I understand that he tried to set up this meeting. He did try to at least make a couple calls before he went down there. But this, the audacity of this man, right? The entitlement, just the attitude alone. I was watching that clip last night and I just thought, wow, this guy really believed. And thank you to John Tyler who sent this over to me on X. I appreciate you. He really believed that he could show up and say, hey, let me in. I need to see this guy. Oh, man. Just so you know, foreign government officials, they cannot come here to the U.S. and start making these kind of demands. OK, that's not how this works. Just like Congressman Glenn Ivey, he can't do that either. That's what's so bizarre about all this. The entitlement there. I guess, you know, Democrats are so used to crying and whining and getting their way. Right. We want this. We want that. If a woman wants to be a man, he can. You know, it's just like they're so used to it. They believe that other countries would put up with their shenanigans, I guess. Look, if you want to weigh in on this, and I hope that you do, because I find this very entertaining. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You can also leave a text in a text line there. If you haven't already, I mean, obviously, this is pure comedy this morning. This is gold, okay? If you haven't already, go to the App Store, download the WCBM app. It is free in the App Store. All right, so now I'm looking at this situation, and I'm wondering now, how many tax dollars have been wasted on this trip, Senator Chris Van Hollen's trip, the four members of Congress that went down previously? What is a flight cost to El Salvador? I don't know. It's not a destination I've ever thought, oh, this is where I want to go, you know? Let's spend a vacation in El Salvador. Never thought that, never looked it up, but I can only imagine that this is getting pretty pricey. Now, I did note here that you will see that you've got Senator Chris Van Hollen, Congressman Glenn Ivey, you've got all these people. They are willing to fight harder for an El Salvadorian citizen than they are for American citizens. They're fighting hard. I mean, I think about the little old ladies that were locked up because on January 6th, they went into the Capitol and touched a table or moved a chair. And I just remember that, yes, you had Marjorie Taylor Greene and a couple other folks. They went to the D.C. gulag. But you know what? These people didn't show up. They didn't show up for the American citizens. They didn't show up for the little old lady. They're not showing up because, I guess, isn't District 4? District 4 covers Howard County, doesn't it? District 4, I believe, would also cover where Bonnie Griffith, the 69-year-old that was killed by juveniles in a stolen car as she was just driving down the road right before Mother's Day. Do you recall Congressman Glenn Ivey commenting on Bonnie Griffith and her tragic murder? I don't recall that. No, she should have been an illegal. Then she would have gotten his attention. You know, I laugh at this, and yes, I do find it entertaining, but it's really not funny. Glenn Ivey's tax dollar, or Glenn Ivey's salary is paid for by our tax dollars. Now he's taking these ridiculous trips. Now we hear, apparently, he didn't get to see him yesterday. They told him he had to get all these permits, and now he's got to go back. He's going to try to see him after the fact. So he's spending more time down there, more travel costs on us, the taxpayers. Lucky us, right? And he's going to continue doing this, I guess, until he gets to have a margarita with Kilmer Abrego Garcia. I mean, is this really fair to us? When will this ridiculous photo op end? The Democrat Party, do you guys have nothing else? Nothing. If this is what you got going into midterms, you're cooked. It's done. You're over. Lay your hat on this situation. And I love it for us here in Maryland. I love it for the Maryland GOP. Shout out to all the Republicans running here in 2026. I love you. Because if this is what they're hanging their hat on, they're also changing leadership at the Maryland Democrat Party. Governor Wes Moore is completely a dumpster fire. We're looking good. We're sitting pretty here. And of course, I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch. Is that the right quote? God darn it. It is. Thank you. I don't want to do that. But my goodness, you keep giving us all. I mean, you're just handing us all this candy. We've got to capitalize on this. I'm going to go to the phone lines, and then, of course, we're going to talk to our friend Tim Herb. We've got to see what's going on with the market. And then I've got another clip to play for you in regards to Congressman Glenn Ivey, because, of course, he keeps talking, because he's got to milk this as much as he can. He's got to get donations. I got Craig in Hereford. Craig, what say you on this one?
A couple of things. First off, it's wonderful that a U.S. congressman gets a taste of what bureaucracy is. He went down there, thought he had a permit, got sent back somewhere else for a permit. That office wasn't open, so he's got to go back again for a permit. I mean, my son-in-law is in the house renovation business and deals with the bureaucracies of pulling permits and getting inspections. You know, anybody who's ever had to pull a permit or even get a driver's license, and you get down there and you don't have some little piece of paper that you need now because of real ID, you know, it's wonderful that a congressman gets the runaround. And I wish that El Salvador would have kept these people, Van Hollen, and kept them through a few days. Would try to remember what it was back when several Marines were nabbed in Mexico, and the president at the time sent down a contingent of Marines to get them out. I'd just like to see them kept a few days in El Salvador, maybe in a flea bag motel or a jail. Pending, what the hell are you doing here? You had no business coming here in the first place and making demands.
Right.
See if Mr. Trump would send in the Marines to rescue them.
The
Democrats have got nothing else. They've got nothing else. Like you said, it's all fundraising. I hope they don't get a dime out of it. Well, two things. I hope they either don't get a dime or they get $1 billion. It is wasted. Let the Soroses and the Gateses waste. And Elias has wasted a ton of money on this losing cause of what the Democrats are trying to run on, in the midterms and then 2028. I'd love to see, and like the ACLU taking up some of these stupid fights.
Yeah.
Let their donors waste their money and let the ACLU waste their time on these stupid losing causes. It's wonderful to see.
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you, Craig. Thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. We're going to continue this conversation, so don't go anywhere. And also, if you want to weigh in, call in. But right now, we got to go to our friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. He's got today's morning market flash. Good morning, Tim. Hopefully you had a blessed Memorial Day.
I did, yes. Thank you for asking that. I actually had a wedding to attend, Kim, in Charlotte, North Carolina. So, I was able to head down Sunday for the wedding, fly back yesterday. So.
Nice.
Good stuff. But, yes, great Memorial Day holiday weekend overall. And here I am, of course, on Tuesday because yesterday markets were closed. So this week we've got a holiday shortened week, only 4 days of trading this week, Kim. But to kick things off here Tuesday with the morning market flash, good news is, last week, Friday morning, I came on talking kind of about the week, giving back some of the gains we had from the prior weeks. And last week was not a good week for the markets overall. The Dow was down 2.47%. S&P 500 futures, index rather, was off 2.6%. And the NASDAQ, which is a heavily technology-based index, as I always like to remind folks, but the NASDAQ was down last week for the week, 2.47%. So across the board, markets giving back some of those gains from the weeks prior. But today, what's interesting, Kim, stock futures are increasing and jumping here this morning. As President Donald Trump said over the holiday weekend, he agreed to delay tariffs of 50% on the European Union, also known as the EU. So delaying these tariffs by just over a month to July 9th is obviously giving some wind behind the sails to the markets here this morning. So thus far, Dow Jones Industrial Average futures jumping over 500 points, 510 points here pre-market. S&P 500 futures are up 80 points pre-market, and the NASDAQ, again, heavily technology-based index, but the NASDAQ futures, Kim, are up pre-market 324 points right now. So this is all positive news, again, coming on this announcement over the weekend, and the markets are reacting very positively to this news. And it does seem to be, kind of this back and forth, this seesaw action, if you will, Kim, with the markets and President Trump and tariffs. Are we going to delay tariffs? Are we going to increase tariffs? And all that, of course, factoring in to the markets and adding some positive tones, I should say, overall. Also, we have to talk about, you know, some earnings coming out here this week thus far. Right now, more than 95% of the S&P 500 companies have reported earnings this season. About 78% of those companies that have reported earnings thus far have surpassed analyst expectations, and that data is according to FactSet. But we're going to get companies like NVIDIA, Macy's, Costco later in the week reporting. Two bits of information also. Salesforce is acquiring a data management company called Informatica in an $8 billion acquisition, Kim. And last but not least, get ready for this one. Southwest Airlines will start charging $35 for a checked bag tomorrow. So good thing I got that travel in Charlotte for the wedding on Sunday, right? So
yeah.
I'll be back tomorrow morning for another edition of the Morning Market Flash, Kim. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante Au Bel Air, inviting you to come and visit us to see our new menu. Come and try a new grilled peach and burrata salad, our Sicilian baked salmon, our Venetian shrimp polenta, and let's not forget our gnocchi alla vodka. They are a must-have at your next visit. Come and see us again. Ciao, ciao.
Visit us at the Liberatore's Au Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Grilling season is here, and you'll find your best deal on a new grill at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Gas, charcoal, pellet, built-in grills, portables, flat tops, smokers, and more. All on sale and all waiting for you now at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead, it is gone, it is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, sounds like the markets are doing well. Where are all my economists? You know, when things are not going so well, they call the show. Where are you guys today? Where were you last week? Come on, man. All right, we're talking about Congressman Glenn Ivey. And that is because he's currently in El Salvador on your tax dollar. And he's down there because he wants to have margaritas with Kilmer Obrego-Garcia. He wants to make sure that he's all right. That's part of the wellness check, is hitting the bar. Marty in the text line says, El Salvador is now known as Margaritaville. Right there with you, Marty. Marty, you were also correct about the market spiking today. I saw your text on that. You were correct in that. Before we get back to the phone lines here, because this is, again, it's entertaining, it's funny, but not funny. But if you're just joining us, Congressman Glenn Ivey, he realized that he is not that important in El Salvador. He got the memo once he arrived there, because as he was trying to get the wellness check, he was then told he had to get some kind of certain permit to be able to see Kilmer. And so yesterday, after, of course, he's been, you know, he, the lawyer, and somebody from some union, I don't even know which union this guy is from, but they were all told, you know, to turn back. They could not go and see Kilmer. And so last night, I guess it was late afternoon, Congressman Glenn Ivey also went back to the podium. I guess he needed more donations. They probably weren't hitting the way he thought that they would, just being down there in general. But he had this to say.
Disappointed and frankly angry that we were not allowed to get in to see him. We had reached out. I'd had a meeting with the ambassador from El Salvador to the United States. We met last week, and I told them we were coming and we wanted to meet with Kilmer, so they were aware of that. We also had direct communications with other members of the government. This is an international visit. I'm a member of Congress. I should have the opportunity to visit with my constituent.
I'm a member of Congress. I should have the opportunity to visit with my constituent. You don't have that right, Congressman. These guys, they think they're so special. They really do. And I see it a lot here in Maryland. And like I said, a lot of these people in office in Maryland, they're so, you know, they're mediocre on the grand scheme of things, right? They're not really that special. Nobody really knows who they are. But yet in the state of Maryland, they read their own press clippings, I guess. They think that they're these big guys and these big forces. And it's like, no, you don't have any jurisdiction down in El Salvador. You can't go and just see him. Yeah, I thought, you know what? And the smartest thing I thought would have been was to at least take the wife, right? Because possibly the wife would have been able to see him. But I guess Congressman Glenn Ivey, you know, this is his show. So he couldn't just take the wife because this is about him, right? He's got to get all the press. I got Brian in Elkridge. Brian, I got about a minute here.
Hey, Kim, I think Glenn Ivey missed his golden ticket into that prison. He should have taken LaMonica MacGyver with him, the congresswoman from New Jersey. She could have flailed a couple elbows, maybe dropped some F-bombs. Yes. And most of all, she could have done some big old belly bumps, and I'm sure that would have went well with those El Salvadoran police and corrections officers. They'd have let him right in.
Brian, this is your show now, okay?
I got you, Kim. I always got your back.
Yeah, no, that's what he should have done. Let me ask you this really quick, Brian. You know, when it comes to our tax dollars being spent on this, do you think there's going to be any repercussions to him politically?
No, none whatsoever. Yeah. Not for Merrill. I know he's federal, but I just don't think, you know, Trump does, but I just don't think our Republican representatives from really across the country have the stones to really do anything and bring these people to justice, including MacGyver, by the way. I think he'll probably get off scot-free.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part. Brian, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you.
All right, bye.
Thank you. We come back. We'll continue on this conversation. I also want to introduce the question of the day to you. And then also, it was a very violent weekend, unfortunately, in the Baltimore City region. You had 6 shootings, 7 victims. So things aren't getting much better. We will talk about that when we get back. Also, the youth curfew. Did you know that was back? Yeah, I want to ask you. Do you think they're actually going to enforce it this time? So much more coming up.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says he would not be surprised if his big, beautiful bill, approved by the House, looks a bit different by the time the Senate gets through with the measure. The FBI taking another look at some high-profile unsolved cases, including the cocaine that turned up in the Biden White House. Mass shooting in a park in Philadelphia last night. 2 people were killed, at least 9 others injured. There have been no arrests yet, and there's been no word on a motive. 3 more fugitives among the 10 who broke out of a Louisiana jail more than a week ago have been recaptured, 2 still on the loose. And more than 2 dozen people injured when a man plowed a minivan into a crowd in Liverpool, England. Authorities say a local 53-year-old man is under arrest and that it was not a case of terrorism. More details, srnnews.com.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100. Or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So it looks like Charlie Morton's coming around.
And he got him out!
A paralyzer. I'll tell you what, he wasn't looking for that, was he? Fastball pretty much down the middle at 94. It paralyzes and freezes.
Kevin Brown and the Hall of Famer Jim Palmer with the call on Masson 2. The 41-year-old Morton rewarding the organization's patience by delivering his best start in an Oriole uniform. 6 innings, 2 runs as the O's beat the Redbirds yesterday at Camden Yards, 5-2 the final. After the game, a very direct Charlie Morton.
I established who and what I am in this game. I'm 41 years old, right? I can't really expect that I'm going to go out there and have the best year of my career. I don't know if I could realistically expect that for that to happen. I didn't expect to come in and have a 10 ERA.
Morton now a 2.35 ERA over his last four appearances, 15 and a third innings pitched. And finally, for those who spent up to and perhaps over $200 to watch Caitlin Clark tomorrow night, I'm sorry. Clark won't be on the court when the Fever play the Mystics at CFG Bank Arena. The team announcing yesterday that the league's marquee player has a quad strain and is out for 2 weeks. This is the first game Clark will miss in her pro career. She never missed a game in her collegiate career at Iowa. Coming up in 30 minutes, Baltimore makes history in women's lacrosse. And that is Stein on Sports. When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Mostly cloudy and cool to start with temperatures in the mid-50s. More clouds than sun today with highs in the low 70s. And then here comes the rain. Showers return late this afternoon and this evening and continue tonight with temperatures in the mid-50s. We are tracking more rain to start off your Wednesday. Wednesday actually looks like a very wet and cool day with highs only in the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For 100 years, backing those who protect us by protecting the home they return to. Then, now, always, Erie Insurance.
James White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCVM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling, that's a single session. PTSD, well, that's five sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just one session. Taking college tests and sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments. Tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
Well, for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh, my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla frosty flavors, they have some big news for you, announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic at participating U.S. Wendy's.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
All right, good morning. Happy Tuesday to all of you. Like I mentioned earlier, I think some of you guys are playing hooky. I came down 695 this morning without a problem. And look, I'm not complaining, okay? But I don't know how you got this extra day off today, but please enjoy it. We started the show by talking about Congressman Glenn Ivey. He's in El Salvador right now. Okay, so you might not be at work, but he's in El Salvador. I guess he's considering this work. And we the people, we're paying for it. I got a text here on the text line. Fran says, Kim, I'm thinking the same thing. This trip is costing the taxpayer. And in Maryland, we don't have any money. We don't have any money, Fran. You're absolutely correct on that. But they don't care. Okay, they don't care about that. What they care about is the photo opportunities. There was obviously a huddle. Right. There was a huddle in Maryland and you had those in Congress. They got together. Not Andy Harris, of course. He was left out of the huddle because he's a Republican. But they had this huddle amongst the Dems and they decided that this is going to be their year where they make some noise and make some waves. So you have Senator Angela Alsobrooks. Right. She does this thing now where she's calling out RFK Jr. And, you know, she's trying to make waves. She's trying to get sound bites from that. You had new Congressman Johnny Olszewski and Congresswoman Sarah Elfrith, right? They were down there protesting, oh, don't lay off these federal government workers. Doge isn't a thing. Elon Musk, you know, he sucks, right? So they were trying to get some noise off of that. Then Senator Chris Van Hollen said, all right, I'm going to go down to El Salvador. I'm going to make some money. I'm going to raise some funds off of going down south here. And then Congressman Glenn Ivey said, you know, bet, Senator, bet I got you on this one. You go ahead and do it now, and then I will go down a month later, and I will have my photo opportunity, and I'll make some money that way. That's what they're doing. They obviously had some kind of huddle. I just wonder, why did they leave Steny Hoyer out of the mix? I mean, where is he? Right? Why isn't he trying to make some noise? Now, Congressman Kwesi Enfume, he was at some of those protests for the federal government workers. He was out there. But, you know, as I said, even at that time, Congressman Kwesi Enfume, he is the congressman in one of the worst school districts in the country. This guy is showing up for federal workers, but he's not showing up for Baltimore City students. So that alone, if he was trying to make money off of that, I would think that hopefully donors would say, my guy, come on. They can't read, write, or do basic math in your district, but you're fighting for the federal workers? Come on, man. I mean, it's just, it doesn't make any sense, but this is where we are. This is where we are. So Congressman Glenn Ivey, he went down, just in case you're just joining us, he went down, he thought he was going to be able to see Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Am I leaving out his middle name? How dare I? Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia. He thought he could go down, have a couple margaritas with them, shots of Patron, you know, the deal. And yet he was turned away because he was told that he needed some kind of permit. And then he was like, oh, wait, nobody ever told me this. And then, now I guess he's working on the permit. He's still down there. I guess he's still going to try to do this welfare check on him. With all of the things that are going on, whether it's the juvenile crime, the schools aren't so hot in District 4 either, let's be honest. But all of these things are happening, and yet they don't seem to care truly about the average constituent. And I did get a text here that I agree with, because let me see, I want to make sure Debbie sent over, because in the clips that we heard from Congressman Glenn Ivey yesterday, he kept calling Kilmar his constituent. And Debbie said, he's not a constituent. And Debbie, you're correct in that. That's why this is so bizarre, right? I mean, how much money, how much fundraising could they possibly be doing off of this? I was thinking about this yesterday. I just can't imagine it's a whole lot. Now, there are some people, there's like this very, you know, small group of people that believe that Senator Chris Van Hollen and Glenn Ivey, they're all doing this right thing by Kilmar, right? There's a very small group of people. And that group gets smaller by the day, because the more and more we learn about Kilmar, the more and more we see his history and his criminal background. And this is, you know, really, you know, blowing up in their face. Here's what I think is going to happen. I'll go back to the phone lines here if you want to weigh in. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I think this is going to put another spotlight on Kilmar Abrego Garcia. And I think Stephen Miller and friends are going to come back out. They're going to come back out. And they're going to give us even more information confirming that Kilmar is a very bad dude. That's what I think is going to happen. So whether or not Glenn Ivey was trying to shine a light on Kilmar or not, he did. And so this is going to escalate again, where I can guarantee you they've got more information to drop. I do wonder if at this point, Pam Bondi or anybody else in the administration has already contacted the Prince George's County Police and trying to find out whether or not they have more information on this guy. This is probably going to bring the attention that these members of Congress really, truly didn't want. Because if we know the Trump administration as we know it, they don't play these kind of games. They have said repeatedly that this guy is a criminal. He is a former gang member, and he has no rights here in this country. He didn't enter this country, the process the correct way, and he's not going to get due process on the way out. Okay? And if they keep on picking at this scab, they keep doing this, they're going to make an example out of you. And Congressman Glenn Ivey, you wanted your time to shine? They will give you your time to shine. If that's what you wanted, here you are. The thing is, I don't think you realize how nasty this can get. I got Tom in Harrisburg. Tom, you wanted to weigh in?
Good morning, Queen of Radio.
Good morning.
We closed some jails down in Baltimore years ago because of the conditions that were there. Has he ever gone to any of the Maryland prisons to check on the status of how well people are, the people assaulted and raped, or even cared about those things?
Of course not.
It's hard to fathom that they will pick, like you usually say, a hill to die on that is so far-fetched from reality, yet these are people who are supposed to help us run our government.
Right, right. And Tom, you know, with this, we saw this already. We had four members of Congress go down. They were turned away. I don't know why Glenn Ivey thought he was any different.
I consider it fraud for them to go down and waste our money, our taxpayer money. I consider it fraud.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
No, thank you, Tom. I appreciate you. And you're absolutely correct. The conditions in those jails were not up to par. They did not care. I mean, think about some of the conditions in West Baltimore. I mean, like, do we want to have this conversation? Really? The illegal dumping, all the trash, the rat infestation. Think about some of the conditions of some of these housing projects. You want to really check on people, Congressman Glenn Ivey? You can check on people here if you want to. It's just a 20-minute ride away. But that's not what you're interested in. You're interested in making noise, causing a scene, blaming the Trump administration, and hopefully raising money to do a wellness check on our tax dollars, knowing that you're not bringing him back here to Maryland. Why couldn't it have been a phone call? Write a letter. Write the guy a letter. Look, since he's made this announcement, he could have already written a letter, because this is back, you know, a month ago. He could have already written a letter and possibly received a response by now. But no, he's got to do it this way. I got a text here from Robert. Robert says, Kim, Glenn Ivey proves that you don't have to be white to be privileged or to be a white supremacist. He has a privileged supremacist attitude as both a tourist and a government official that has no real jurisdiction or official state diplomatic business there, and they are supposed to cater to him and his demands. He is dependent on them here and has nothing to offer them and is upset that he can't run all over them. You're absolutely correct in that, Robert. You're correct in that. Okay, your assessment's spot on. The entitlement that you hear in the clips. Can we play that clip too again, Brian, the producer, if that's possible, of Glenn Ivey? I just want to hear it one more time.
I was deeply disappointed and frankly angry that we were not allowed to get in to see him. We had reached out. I'd had a meeting with the ambassador from El Salvador to the United States. We met last week, and I told them we were coming and we wanted to meet with Kilmar. So they were aware of that. We also had direct communications with other members of the government. This is an international visit. I'm a member of Congress. I should have the opportunity to visit with my constituent.
And there you go. Congressman Glenn Ivey, if you heard there in the very beginning, he said, I was angry. You were angry? About what? About the fact that you found out that you have no jurisdiction in El Salvador, you were angry about that? You should have been angry with yourself. I think you could have learned that back in fifth grade, like everybody else. That darn school system here in Maryland, I tell you, shows up every time. Shows up every time. Well, I just wanted to obviously start the show with this story. Again, thank you, John Tyler on X, for sending me over those clips. I would have missed it, to be honest with you. I would have missed it because I did not see that very original video on any of these news networks. So thank you for that. I will say, well, you know, to wrap all this up, Congressman Glenn Ivey, I think he's most likely not going to be able to see Kilmar Garcia during this trip. If he gets the permit, great. Okay. But even if he gets to see him, you know, then what? Is that what he just wants to lay eyes on him? He just wants to look at him? Are they going to be somewhat romantically involved afterwards? I don't know. This is a grown man that was obviously traveling like a human trafficker from Texas to Maryland, right? I mean, if this guy was really afraid, he's got MS-13 written on his knuckles. But you want to lay eyes on him? You want to make sure he's okay there in prison? He's a gang member, for crying out loud. I think the guy can hold his own. In the text line here, I got a text. It says, Kim, correction, he is not a former gang member. He is a gang member. You're right about that. Once you're in MS-13, I doubt you can just walk away. I doubt you can walk away. All right. I did want to get into some of the violence here. Not too much. But I did want to get into some of the violence over Memorial Day weekend. And I bring this to you because as it gets warmer, we all know, you know, like I know, it's going to get worse. And they're going to have more kids that are out of school, and they're going to be causing a lot of chaos. And I don't know if we're going to see any relief. It doesn't seem to me that Governor Westmore or, you know, Vincent Schiraldi and DJS or even some of the council members, it doesn't look like they really truly care that juveniles are out of control. I wanted to play this clip for you because, like I said, it was a very violent weekend in the Baltimore area. Take a listen.
Almost a dozen shootings, three people killed, several others injured, and that one resident I spoke with calling the violence an unfortunate reality.
The unofficial start of summer, off to a violent start across the city of Baltimore.
It's been a pretty busy weekend with the holiday and all that.
Police investigating six shootings that left seven victims over the holiday weekend, capped off by a double shooting in the first hours of Memorial Day.
13, I got this Sergeant Kenneth Lawrence.
Just after 1:30 Monday morning, police were in the area as shots rang out in West Baltimore.
I got two down. I got an adult male and I got an adult female.
A man and woman were shot and killed during a possible drive-by shooting.
Black vehicle. Discharging.
But the trail of violence across the city started days before.
Because the reality of it is there's always a higher chance something's going to happen.
On Friday, a man was shot and injured in Northeast Baltimore. On Saturday, three men were shot in three separate shootings in East, Southeast, and North Baltimore. Then Sunday, around 2 in the morning.
Came to block off Packers Rico, pointed in the car, multiple gunshot wounds.
Police find a man shot multiple times inside his car near downtown.
Heard a couple loud bangs, didn't really think anything of it. And, you know, reality comes to the situation. Somebody probably just got shot.
All right, that's Vincent Hill with Fox 45. And as you heard there, there was a resident speaking to Vincent Hill about the shooting that occurred on their street. Of course, we don't know if a juvenile was involved in that one. There's a couple here that are still unsolved. They don't have anybody in custody, not a single suspect as of yet. So we're not sure if it's all juvenile crime, of course. But it was still a very violent weekend. And it's difficult also to kind of grasp all this because as I was watching, of course, I make these notes because, you know, I want to talk to you guys about some of the things that are happening. And I make these notes and I thought, okay, they tell us they're going to beef up the police presence in certain areas. But when you listen to that report there by Vincent Hill, you can hear that the areas that suffered from the most violence over the Memorial Day weekend, those aren't the areas where they're going to beef up police presence. Okay? You know, it's like I'm making my notes here and I'm like, well, wait a minute, this happened over here. They're going to put more police here, but this shooting happened over here. You know, it's just like, well, what are we doing? You know, are we hoping this is going to be like a game of whack-a-mole? I don't know. I don't know what the strategy is here. But they're saying they're going to beef up presence at Federal Hill. We have seen more shootings there, obviously more crime. Fells Point area, you know, the Inner Harbor, all those areas. I understand that. But if you heard there, a lot of the shootings are being taken place in other areas. And I do wonder, those in those neighborhoods, do they feel like they're being, you know, left out? We always talk about the tale of two Baltimores, and this is kind of how you can highlight more of that. You know, there are areas where tourists go, where people like to hang out, that spend, you know, money, and those areas, they're going to get that beefed up support from police, right, on the public safety front. But those other neighborhoods where you've got lifelong residents, many of them senior citizens. Remember, we had our friend Kenny Ebron in the studio from West Baltimore. Those are the areas where you're seeing a lot of these shootings. And unfortunately, those areas, they're not going to receive more of a police presence. And it kind of breaks your heart a bit. And these are things that I talk about when I do talk about it. I don't know if it's my delivery, the message itself, but I'm a sellout, I'm a traitor, I'm all these other things. I'm against the Black community, you know. But it's obvious, right? The predominantly Black neighborhoods that are very dangerous, they're not going to get that beefed up police presence. And I'm not saying that Federal Hill doesn't deserve it. I'm not saying that at all. Obviously, they deserve it as well. But in those other neighborhoods, do you ever feel as though that you're paying just as much taxes as everybody else, yet you are being treated like the redheaded stepchild? Because that's what it looks like on paper. And I didn't know if you knew that, but you probably did. And it's sad. Coming up next, I did want to just fill you in on how many juveniles have been arrested for murder and attempted murder. And then also, top of the hour, we'll be joined by State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker in Carroll County. Don't forget, we're going to ask him about juvenile crime as well.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Presidents have access to the best medical care, as they should. They're the president of the most powerful country on earth. But, but I will tell you, nobody trusts anything of what they say because of everything that we learned about all the lies that they told. They kept his cognitive decline a secret. They all knew about it. They kept it a secret. The media all knew about it, and they kept it a secret. And this is, they created what is a clear and present danger and a national security risk for our country. And that's just a simple fact.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Warning, the national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and tariffs could cause inflation to make a devastating comeback. Are you ready for what more 2025 could bring? Will you sit on the sidelines and wait? Or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Plus, you could get an unlimited bonus silver if you qualify. Help secure your future today. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to learn more. That's HannityGold.com or 855-815-GOLD. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to learn more. That's HannityGold.com or 855-815-GOLD.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, don't go anywhere. Coming up next, we're going to have State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker out of Carroll County. I'm very excited to talk to him about juvenile crime because you've seen an uptick in even counties like Carroll County, which you would never have seen years ago. We're going to talk to him about that. Also, a migrant arsonist, possibly. Haven Shoemaker put out a press release last week. I want to follow up with him on that one. I did want to just inform you, in case you were wondering, when it comes to the youth curfew, it is now in effect in Baltimore City. Now, whether or not that's going to be enforced, I don't know. Okay, it was not enforced last year. We talked about it then. Unfortunately, we had kids that were still out and about. Nobody seemed to care. We were told that they were going to be taken to these intake centers, monitored by Safe Streets or Monzi. That didn't happen. I think one of the vans was actually vandalized. I mean, the whole thing is a mess. It's a mess. But they don't want to hold these kids accountable. Just so you know, 10 juveniles, yes, 10 juveniles, have been arrested for either murder or attempted murder so far here in 2025. So as they tell us, fatal shootings are down, non-fatal shootings are down, crime is all, you know, down, all this other stuff. Please know, juvenile crime is sky high. They're just not reporting it like they should, right? And on top of that, you've got a lot of juveniles that are caught up in a system that will most likely be serving life sentences. And so if Congressman Glenn Ivey or Senator Chris Van Hollen, if any of these individuals really, truly wanted to make a difference, right, something that you could really raise funds off of, instead of going down to El Salvador, why don't you visit one of these 10 juveniles that are facing either murder or attempted murder charges and talk to them? Because there's a slim chance that they could get off, right? But there's also a large chance that they could be back in the life of crime. Why not make a difference in one of those kids' lives? Or one of these kids that are in and out of juvenile detention centers now? You know, if you really want to make a difference, you can do that if you choose to. It may not pay as well, but you can do that. All right, coming up next, again, State Attorney Haven Shoemaker. Also, I'm going to tease the question of the day for you because I always wait way too late. Then we go to talk about the question of the day, and then I don't get it out to you in time, you know. I'll go ahead and say go to WCBM.com. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should Donald Trump ban international students at Harvard University? Go to WCBM.com and take part in that poll. We'll talk about that at the 11 o'clock hour.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard.